The Escape Plan on Olivet, the Prophecy of Jesus that ties together all other prophecies here on 153 Great Podcasts.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Well, here we are again, episode 12, the final episode of The Escape Plan and all of that. As we are reviewing, we have gone through the entire Matthew 24 prophecy that Jesus spoke on the Mount of Olives that gives us the culmination of all Old Testament and the Book of Revelation prophecies all conclude here. This is the outline that Paul followed when he spoke to the Thessalonian church in 2 Thessalonians. And so what we see is that there is an escape plan of great tribulation, and that is found in Revelation chapter 3. In prior lessons, we said that only 50% of Christians will be raptured. Why? Because churches are focused on serving up milk and not meat. To teach prophecy is to give meat in due season. And so those who are interested in prophecy are going to be blessed. As the book of Revelation says, for reading the book, there is a blessing. We all should become students of what the prophetic scriptures are telling us about the last days. And yes, the last days will be a 3.5-year period of intense pressure. It begins in Israel with the conversion of the Jews, and it flows out towards the Gentiles. We're going to see that there's going to be a few signs that will tell us that the Great Tribulation has started. We talked about those. And that what we're going to find out is that people will be pressured to take a mark of blasphemy in order to buy and sell. So the revelation of who the Antichrist is about to be unfolded, most likely in our lifetime, seeing what's going on. When I look at what's happening in the technology arena, I see that the country of Australia is now using drones to surveil people whether they're wearing a mask. I see that there are apps for contact tracing that can easily be used to determine whether you're a believer or not. And these are being unleashed on us without our consideration of our constitutional rights. So we see that this sort of abuse is happening all over the world. The time of chaos is here. There's rioting and looting in our cities here in the U.S. and across the world. So we are very close to the appearing of Jesus Christ. We also know that people will get nervous during this time. They will lose their patience and begin to look for Jesus in the desert, to look for Him in a city, instead of waiting for Him to appear in the sky, as the Bible tells us. Every eye will see Him, not just a few. There'll be many false Christs during this time, as we see already. Many people are preaching various doctrines that are not scriptural. And so we are living in this particular age. It's also a time of falling away. I read a statistic here recently that 1 out of 5 churches is going to fail or is being closed because of COVID-19, the plague. And so we see that the falling away is happening all over the world, not just in the United States, but as my friends in India and Pakistan tell me, their lockdown is very severe, and in many other countries. So the big issue is, in this final podcast, is how do we as Christians escape great tribulation, the great temptation that's coming upon the whole world? And the Bible is pretty clear about it. As we learned in the last lesson, that the gospel of the kingdom, which is the gospel of peace, not political activism, must be preached into the whole world, and then the end shall come. When Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, He preached a gospel of civic quietness, of minding our own business. And this reminds me of a 15th century pastor named Peter Kalitsky Now, many people, many Christians here in the West do not understand that there was a Reformation in Eastern Europe long before Martin Luther, 100 years before Martin Luther. And of course, it was between the Hussites and the Catholics in the Czech Republic. Well, they began to disintegrate into civil war as the Pope had John Huss executed. And so the Hussites began to go on riots. They began to go on a jihad. They began to execute Catholics and vice versa. And many, many people died during this civil war. And so we see a man named Peter Kalitsky who decided he was not going to participate in that. He withdrew his support from the Hussites, and he was a Hussite, and he withdrew his support from them and returned to a farm, and he grew cabbages, and he wrote a book called The Net of Faith. I recommend that every Christian who believes in the gospel, the kingdom of peace, would read his book. You can find it on the internet, Peter Kalitsky. And so we see in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 specifically, that there are two types of faith that are identified. The heroes of faith are people that believe the word of God and they act upon it, like Abraham, like Jacob. And we see that these heroes of faith, Gideon, they believe the word of God and God works miraculously. Then we see others who believe the word of God as well, but they are persecuted, they are destroyed, they are killed for their faith in God. And so we see that in the book of Daniel, that the Antichrist is given authority over believers, and he is permitted to kill some of them. We see in the book of Revelation that there are believers that come out of great tribulation. They've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They have died for the cause of Christ by not denying the name of Jesus. And then we look at two people, two apostles, that were arrested by Herod. One, James, the Apostle James, who he and his brother, through his mother, desired to sit with Jesus in his kingdom on his right hand and his left. And of course he did. He was thrust through with a sword by King Herod. And then when Herod saw that this pleased the Jews, he arrested Peter. Now when Peter was arrested, he was thrown in prison. He was chained between soldiers. An angel came, smote him on the side, and told Peter to wake up. It's time to get out of jail. But what we don't notice, or maybe we don't emphasize, is that there was a group of Christians who were praying fervently for Peter. And maybe they didn't pray fervently for James, but they prayed fervently for Peter. And that word of patience, that fervency, that petition, that prayer to the unjust judge in Luke 18, it got God's attention. He sent an angel, released Peter from the prison. And that's what it's going to take during the time of great tribulation. It's going to take a great fervency, a great prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. We're going to have to go to our knees and we're going to have to pray until something happens. God wants to see our importunity. And so we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, that the Philadelphia church, the church of love, the church of peace, the church of loving their enemies, is going to come through the hour of temptation. How are they going to do that? The Bible says in Revelation 3:10 that because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of tribulation that's coming upon the whole world. And during this time of great persecution, during this time of great pressure, we are going to have to practice the word of patience, which means to wait upon God while we are praying fervently. You see, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob all had to wait for the promises of God to come to fruition. And that time, from the time of promise to the time of fulfillment, is called the word of patience. There's a distance of waiting. And of course, we can become impatient like Abraham did and married Hagar. We can become impatient trying to bring the promises of God to pass in our flesh. But that doesn't work. We're going to have to wait until the time of fulfillment, the time of action from God. Now, in the prayer to the unjust judge in Luke chapter 18, we see a widow who petitions the judge, who regards neither God nor man. But because this man, this judge, who is a very powerful person, doesn't respond to anybody, he is annoyed, he is weakened by the petitions of this woman who prays with importunity. She petitions him with importunity, and he then, at some point, because he delays, he acts speedily. When the time of fulfillment of the promise comes, it happens speedily. Listen, at the end of the great persecution is the rapture of the church, and only after the rapture of the church will the vials of wrath be poured out upon a planet for all the abominations that have filled up the sin cup. The time of the Gentiles is almost fulfilled. We are nearing the completion of that time. And so what we are going to need is we're going to need the word of patience. Is it the 10th gift of the Spirit? Maybe it is. Maybe what we have to do is to learn to wait, patiently wait, with long suffering, with peacefulness, by loving our enemies, by not caving in to jihad, clubbing our enemies as opposed to praying for them and laying hands on them, and heaping coals of God's fiery love upon their heads. And that's the conclusion of the escape plan. That's the last lesson. I hope you'll go through the other 11 lessons to see what the signs are that we've entered Great Tribulation, the signs of the Antichrist, his identity. And I hope that you'll study this prophecy and make it part of your biblical life, part of eating meat, becoming an elder, not just being a child who drinks milk every day. And if you're a leader of a church assembly or a group of believers, I pray that you will begin to preach this prophecy and prepare your church, prepare your people to endure Great Tribulation. God bless you. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast series, and tell your friends about it. And as always, we appreciate you in Jesus' name.
Hey, go to page 329, 329, Standing on the Promises of God. And we'll do this one at a little bit, yeah, a good clip like that.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God.
You've been listening to The Escape Plan on Olivet, the prophecy of Jesus that ties together all other prophecies here on 153 Great Podcasts. More content at 153greatpodcasts.com.